The Bohemian Benevolent and Literary Association is one of the oldest and most important Czech organizations in New York. Founded as a kind of umbrella body for a large number of immigrant associations, today the BBLA is mainly concerned with the running of the Bohemian National Hall on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, which it built in the 1890s. Ian Willoughby reports.
The president of the Bohemian Benevolent and Literary Association is Joseph Balázs. After a meeting of the board, he told me when New York's foremost Czech organization had been set up.
1892, it was founded as the umbrella organization for other time, maybe 80, 85 existing organizations comprising of cultural, sports, and maybe business entities.
In those days, national groups had to look out for one another, says Ed Chilanda, who represents New York Sokol on the board of the BBLA.
You have to remember that at the time, this is really pure capitalism, which is a very rough thing. There's no safety net, there was no workers' compensation, there was no Social Security, there was no Medicare or Medicaid. So there was very little to fall back on if things went against you. So all these Czech immigrants and the Slovak immigrants as well would form these fraternal organizations and other organizations that would be supportive of each other at times.
But why did 80 or more Czech groups feel the need to come together in a common umbrella association? BBLA President Joseph Balázs.
It was just a simple sort of act of putting together these existing organizations under one sort of management. And the general purpose was to collect money and build this building, Bohemian National Hall, in the same fashion that the National Theatre in Prague was built.
But the original name was the Czech Benevolent and Educational Society. What were the educational activities?
That's correct. I mean, this was the center of the Czech community of maybe over 30,000 people living in a neighborhood. And what it did was that it was teaching pupils English. At the same time, they were maintaining Czech and Slovak languages through classes and things like that.
Today, what does the BBLA do?
Currently, it still functions as an umbrella organization, but not for 85 organizations. The number is much smaller. There are nine active organizations. One of them is Sokol, for instance. Then we have a group that functions as the American Fund for Czech and Slovak Refugees. Currently, it supports students. And then we have an organization that promotes Dvořák's music. Then we have sports organizations, etc., etc.
The Bohemian Benevolent and Literary Association also administers the prestigious Bohemian National Hall, which is opening its doors after a major refurbishment later this year. And we'll have more on the National Hall in this Thursday's programme.